KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Inside Llewyn Davis was written and directed by the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan. It starts with a three-minute song sung by the struggling folk singer of the title. He's played to perfection by Oscar Isaac. The setting is the Gaslight Cafe in Greenwich Village in 1961, just before the folk music scene was transformed by the arrival of Bob Dylan. The song is stirring and elegiac, and it sets the dominant tone of this beautiful film, even if some of the plot's twists and turns are very funny. Llewyn is a troubadour living out his own ballad of love and loss. He comes on as his own worst enemy, and he can certainly be an angry fool, but it isn't that simple. He's lost a musical soulmate who may well be irreplaceable. Dead broke and braving a New York winter without a coat, he crashes on couches in friends' apartments and wears out his welcome in the process. His best friend's wife, who's played by Carey Mulligan, calls him King Midas's idiot brother. Still, he won't sell out by being frivolous. Even though his working life can be summed up in a producer's response to a folk song he sings beautifully for an audition. I don't see a lot of money here. The production is a wonderful evocation of an important period in popular culture. No feature film has ever explored the intersection of the folk movement and the Beat Generation with such fidelity to the spirit of the time. The centerpiece is Oscar Isaac's phenomenal performance. He's mainly an actor who is also a musician, but you'd never know it from his self-effacing mastery. You'd take him to be a seasoned folk singer with a gift for naturalistic acting. In fact, all of the performances are self-effacing. There's none of the Coen brothers' usual archness in the ensemble acting that, in addition to Carey Mulligan, includes Justin Timberlake as a singer with overtones of Paul Clayton, Stark Sands as a stand-in for Tom Paxton, and F. Murray Abraham as a producer-manager so closely modeled on Albert Grossman that his name is Bud Grossman. And John Goodman does a deliciously gothic riff as Roland Turner, a pool hustler slash hipster musician. He seems to be a drugged-out amalgam of Dr. John and the singer-songwriter Doc Pomus. Movies about musicians are often filled with angst, along with prohibited substances and booze, yet they usually manage to end on an upbeat. The outlook here is guarded. Llewyn doesn't drink or do drugs, but his whole life is in danger of being remaindered like his first solo album. "Do you ever think about the future at all?" Gene asks him scornfully. Llewyn replies wryly, "You mean flying cars, hotels on the moon?" His future will stay uncertain until he finds a place of his own, in the world as well as in the cold city. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.